I have walked out on a pool deck and been like, excuse me. And it didn't go over very well, so I didn't do that again.
No.
Excuse me.
Welcome to Fit to Be Radio. Slip on your minimal sneakers, notch your headphones into your ears, tuck your smartphone into your pocket, and take us along for a walk while we talk. Or just grab a cup of your favorite drink and get on the floor and stretch a bit while we bring you all things fitness, core, and diastasis recti related.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Born ready.
Born ready. I love that.
I love your first one, though, when you're like, I wish I could just say all those things.
I know.
That is so bad.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fit to Be Radio. My name is Chris Behnke. I'm the host today. I've also got Bethany Learn. She's the CEO and founder of Fit to Be Studio, and she's here with us. Also have Bethany Vitaro. So we got two Bethanys today. Excited to get into this podcast. Bethany Vitaro, where are you coming to us from today?
I am in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour north of Philadelphia.
Wow. So a native or new to the area?
Native to what's called the Lehigh Valley, which is basically this long stretch of small cities between Jersey and Harrisburg. But I grew up in this tiny little area called Macungie, and I live in Bethlehem now. I've been here for 10 years, 15 years, something like that.
And you like it?
Yes, I do very much. It's a beautiful area.
Yeah. So Beth Learn, you were out there, right? You visited that area?
I did. My daughter really wanted to go to New York when she turned 10. And so I put a shout out on our Fit to Be forum and said, hey, is there anybody over in that neck of the woods that would like me to come speak to your group or anything? And Bethany piped up and said, yes, I've got a mom's group in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is just like a 2.5 hour bus ride from New York City. And so my daughter and I flew in to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, like in the middle of the night, and and then got up early the next morning, pulled our suitcases across town, walked up and around the corner to her mom's group that meets there, and spoke to them and checked tummies for diastases.
Oh, wow.
Sweet. And then caught a bus. Oh, she toured us around. Bethlehem is such a cool city. It's lots of history with the steel industry in America.
Yep. Okay.
And so really amazing architecture, and just we were totally geeking out on all that, and then caught a bus into New York City and then spent a few days touring around there. So
that's
it was a great trip.
So you're there with your family. You have a couple kids. How many kids do you have?
Three
kids. What are their ages?
My kids are 8, almost 9, 6, and 3.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a full plate.
Yeah. It was the baby was a baby, and she had him front carrier. She was juggling the mom's group and holding the baby and touring me around, and I was impressed.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
So, and you guys love it there? Or you don't want to move over to the West Coast over by us?
You guys would be the only reason. Well, and the mild year-round weather would be nice too. We had a long winter this year.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind more snow. I mean, we've talked about this before. We just get a lot of rain, but that's okay.
That would be unpleasant. I don't think I would enjoy the rain all the time.
Yeah. It can get a little bit depressing.
It's a lot of rain. So you've been a member on Fit to Be Studio for a long time. That's what I hear. That's what Beth tells me.
It actually popped up on my Facebook memories this morning, reminding me of when I commented to my friends, hey, I just joined Fit to Be Studios. You should check it out.
Wow.
And it was this day in 2013.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, thank you for that.
So why
have you been a member so long? You just must love it, right?
I do. I love it. I like that it helps me keep fitness in my life easily. I mean, I've been having kids and raising kids and homeschooling kids for the last 5 years, and it's really been hard to find time to fit fitness into all of that.
Right.
Because I can't just, drop my kids off and go for a run.
Right.
They're here all the time. And by all the time, I mean all the time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So being able to just, get up early and throw in a video or my husband puts the kids to bed and go do a relaxing video or even in the middle of the afternoon, the baby goes down for a nap and tell the big kids, go amuse yourselves for an hour. Mommy's got to work out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I love that. So so let's see if we got all this. So your mom, homeschooling mom.
Yes.
In Pennsylvania. And you're also, I don't think you mentioned it, but you're also a blogger.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
So you have lots of free time to sit around.
I also at the moment run two church ministries, which is about to change, but yes. So
you're running multiple ministries. So you have a packed schedule.
Yes, I do.
And that's why you love Fit2Be, because you can fit it in when it works for your time.
Well, without the consistency of the Fit2Be workouts available all the time and the new stuff constantly being added, it was easy just to get off track. Like I'll work out when I find something fun to do or when I find a class. I never had time to go to a class. I never had the money to go to a class or to join a gym.
Right.
Every time I thought about joining a gym, I just kind of wanted to crawl in a hole and never come out. Because I'm an introverted person by nature. And the idea of walking into a gym where I was going to have to figure out how to use the machines and who to talk to and how to dress. And it was completely intimidating to me.
Yeah.
Whereas this was, okay, I can do a 15-minute workout if that's all the time I have. Fantastic. I'll do 15 minutes. And 15 minutes becomes half an hour or an hour on a really good day. And suddenly I'm taking care of myself way better than I was 6 or 7 years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is so awesome for us to hear. I don't know. Beth is in my little video. If you're listening to this, we also have a video version of this podcast. So you should check it out on our website. But I get to see the expression on their faces. And Beth has just got this enormous glow.
Glowing. Keep talking. Just feel free to keep talking.
Which is fun.
Well, okay, this is why I tell my friends about it too. And I've had a few friends over the years that have joined Fit2Be, but I do laugh because they would say, you sound like a spokesperson. And I said, well, it's easy to promote something you love.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel awkward or, you know, as a blogger, I don't do that much affiliate work because partly because I'm not like what they call a big time blogger. Yeah. So I don't get a lot of companies coming to me, but it's not hard to promote something you love and you don't feel slimy and cheesy about it when you're trying to promote something you believe in. It's like, well, look guys, I've used this for years long before there was an affiliate program. So I have no problem promoting it.
Right.
Yeah. But you do very well with our affiliate program, probably because you are so natural and so blunt with people. I was telling Chris that you've reviewed pretty much every single workout that we have. Like you'll put together your own little programs and you'll point blank say if you don't like a workout or you'll say that you do like a workout and why. And that's refreshing to people. It's refreshing to me.
They like
some of it is just taste and some of it is just my body. There are certain workouts and whenever I do them, I don't feel good.
Right.
So I don't do them anymore.
Yeah.
That's okay. You have so much to offer. There's no reason. I repeat workouts and I laugh because there's really no reason for my repetition except I have favorites.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have filmed some workouts that I never do again.
Uh-oh, now you're admitting
we are a demanding crowd. We're always asking for new stuff and you'll record it for us. That doesn't mean you have to like it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, seriously, I'm going to do this in real time. This is my kid's school calling. Let me take this call. Hold on. Let's just do this. Hello?
Mom?
Yes?
Can I use my sister Petra's hot lunch account? Because I barely have anything for my lunch.
Can you use your sister's hot lunch account because you have barely anything for your lunch?
Yeah.
Okay. If they'll let you, that's fine.
Yeah, they will let me.
They will? Okay.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Oh, you've done it before?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you do that and they'll call me if you take your account over. Didn't you pack yourself a lunch?
Yeah, but I packed myself a quick sandwich.
A what sandwich?
A quick sandwich.
A quick sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a quick one. It's just a quick one.
Okay. Was there
anything? Not enough to fill me up.
Oh, it was not enough to fill you up. Okay. So next time you're going to pack more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's barely any other snacks to pack with my lunch.
Really?
So,
that's funny because... Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we can talk more about this later because there's lots of snacks I saw. But okay, I'll be picking you up at 1:45, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Love you. Hi.
Boy mom problems.
Oh my goodness.
So funny.
Oh, there you go. That's real momming right there. This week they have classes twice a week. And I've been having my kids pack their own lunches for a couple of years now. I have the stuff. They're capable.
Do it.
And make your own lunch. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, their stuff. A 9-year-old boy is totally able to make himself a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. My 6-year-old boy can make himself a sandwich.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I know.
I may not like the carnage that ensues, but
I know the mess.
There will be a sandwich made.
Yes, exactly. We can deal with the cleanup aspect of it later. Okay, back to you. Sorry, I just thought that would be kind of hilarious.
Oh, that's hysterical.
I was calling in real time, and that is life right here.
I love that it wasn't enough to fill me up. That's every day of my life.
Yeah, hashtag boy mom.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, man.
I'm still hungry. Can I have a snack? I have not yet cleared the dishes from the last meal, and you want a snack?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Always hungry. Chris has got 2 boys. He knows what we're talking about.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. Okay, so back to Fit to Be and how we fit it in the cracks of parenthood.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure that's a tagline that we really want to fitting Fit to Be into the cracks of parenthood, but yeah. It's really true.
Yeah, we fit in your cracks. Mm.
Okay, so let me steer this back to Bethany Vitaro's blog. So talk to us a little bit about your blog and how you ended up being the only person that we've ever had review almost every workout we have.
Well, I had started blogging just as an outlet for my writing because I wasn't writing consistently after my daughter was born. I just couldn't carve out the time. I didn't sleep for 13 months after she was born. So
right.
I was exhausted and I desperately wanted to start writing again. So my husband's like, well, you should start a blog. I'm like, all right. And as it turns out, that was the year half the women in America started mom blogs. But I just thought, okay, what the heck? And then I found Fit to Be and I thought, you know, when you're first starting this, it can be kind of overwhelming. Wouldn't it be fun if I put together like, here's what I do each day for a week or for 2 weeks or for 3 weeks. Because sometimes with you guys having so many great workouts, I spend way too much time debating what I'm going to do. And that cuts into my actual working out time.
Since I know that's a common complaint. People write and they say, you know, you have so many workouts. It's taking me a long time to choose one. And I kind of just stare at the screen when I get that email because I don't, am I supposed to make less workouts?
No, I don't know. Think it's a negative. I think it's just that for someone who's first started, it's so hard to motivate it. And you may only have 15 minutes so that baby's getting up from their nap and you got to get in there, get in, get out, and get the work done.
Yeah. So you have limited time.
I mean, mm-hmm. The Roku channel for me was life-changing. I loved Fit to Be, but I didn't really buy in fully until the Roku channel because that made it flick on 2 switches, find a workout, hit play, and go, as opposed to taking my laptop to a good spot and getting it loaded up and going through and finding the right workout, logging in again if I had to log in again, you know, just little techie stuff that isn't a big deal. But when you really only have the time it takes before the next child is up or the next child wants a snack, you know, those seconds count. So for me, I thought, well, you know, if I just write down my favorite workouts and assign them each a day of the week, if I miss one, I don't have to make it up. I just pick up the next day with whatever I have picked out. And now I even have a system where I have a list on my phone in my list app. And I just go through and check them off as I finish them for the week. And at the end of the week, I can see any that I have left and I roll them into next week. And it just helps me to have that physical reminder there. Like, hey, we're going to do this today. It's on your to-do list. You're going to do basic aerobics 2 today. It's on your to-do list. So get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't work for any personality, but it works for me.
Yeah, you know, we have little e-courses and programs now that we didn't have years ago. We've added a ton more structure. But still, when you're sleep deprived and you're dealing with a child who is also not sleeping or is sick or you're potty training or homeschooling, so you have that limited chunk of time that's at a random point in the day, I have a lot of sympathy because I've been there. And it can still be overwhelming. And you've shown just so much initiative. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on this podcast. I love when people in the forum are like, I just don't know where to start. And, you know, I just need some help. And I'm just like, I just like wait for you to comment, honestly. Like, I need her. Like, because you're just so straightforward. Like, look, make a list.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, or if you're, and that's the nice thing about having that I've been blogging about it for a while is I can always say, okay, not to self-promote, but here's my post
where
I went through it. I did 6 weeks or I did 8 weeks or whatever. Right. Sometimes I've got a few series that fizzled out because, you know, let's face it, I had a baby and I thought I was gonna do all this great postpartum stuff. And in fact, I just like laid down for about 6 to 8 weeks.
Yes. Which is not a bad thing.
No, it's not a
bad thing.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of things. And I had, you know, a second baby with feeding issues. And so I couldn't do all the stuff I wanted to do, but I did a whole lot of belly breaths while I was pumping day and night. And I did a, you know, with my third baby, I had a lot of tools that I didn't have when I had my second one. And yeah, that was really valuable for me. And I guess big reason why I blog in general is just, lost my headset. Big reason why I blog in general is sometimes I think to myself, I wish someone had told me this. Mm-hmm. Or I wish someone else has to feel this way. I can't be the only one. Yeah. And so I'm trying to be pretty honest. My tagline when I relaunched my blog last year was Honest Yarns of Faith and Family, because I'm just going to put it out there. And sometimes I say too much. I had a blog post recently where I was pretty brutally honest about the struggles we were having with our kids. And I got like text messages and emails from friends going, are you okay? Do you need help? And I'm like, well, no, I'm not okay. And yeah, I could use some help, but that's not why I wrote that. It wasn't right. A cry for help. It was me just saying, hey, I'm not the only one who's gone through this. All you other moms out there with kids with sensory integration issues and undispecified health issues and diet issues, you're not the only one.
Right. Yeah. And that is so important. And if other people are listening who are wannabe bloggers or bloggers who may be interested in working with us, I want to say right off in this moment that we need more voices that do this, because each blogger has a sphere of influence. And with 300 million people in America alone, and half of all women dealing with some type of stress incontinence.
Oh, yeah.
And here's one for the guys. Half of all men with prostate issues also deal with incontinence. So those are some big numbers. 37% of all female athletes deal with some incontinence. So it's an incontinence relates to the core and pelvic floor. It is a symptom of core weakness and dysfunction. So like if you have, you know, 1,000 followers or 300 followers or 1 million followers, do those followers know about this?
Right.
And if you've never talked about it, chances are probably they're not hearing about it from anybody else, because right, people don't talk about this.
No, it just isn't out there. And I think that it's funny because we're so out there with so many things in our culture, probably things that maybe we shouldn't be quite so out there with, but we don't talk about this, which is so important. Like we have no problem splashing all kinds of things about our personal lives all over social media, but we don't want to talk about these big, very important health issues.
Right.
Like it's not cosmetic, it's health and it's lifestyle and it's quality of life.
Yes.
And we have to think about that. And I remember you referred to use the term nutritious movement a lot. And I think to myself, if we treated exercise like it was a prescription from our doctor, right, like do this many times a day or this many times a week, we would take it more seriously. And so I try to treat it kind of like that. This is one of the tools in my arsenal for my mental health. Mm-hmm. And I need it. I mean, the last 2 years with my children have been very difficult. We've been navigating all kinds of health and developmental issues. And sometimes it was like, I didn't want to get up at 6 and work out. And so I couldn't, but I'm like, work out at 2 p.m, but I needed to do that. Not because I love working out every time. Sometimes, let's face it, it doesn't feel good. Right. But
yeah,
I feel good generally when I work out often.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It is incredibly important to mental health. We can, you know, there are medications for mental health issues. Exercise in studies and research though shows a lot of those similar benefits. I'm not saying we use exercise and not medication, but it can really, really help stave off a lot of that stuff and work in concert with medication to improve outcomes even more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So how do you, so you've kind of alluded to it a couple of times, but how do you wedge fitness into such a packed lifestyle?
Notice you didn't say crack. This time.
Honestly, I just make it a priority. It isn't easy. Sometimes my husband will say, well, gosh, it's 8 o'clock at night. You're going to go work out now. And I'll be like, well, this is the only time I have. So yeah, I'm going to go do, okay, maybe it'll be 15 minutes instead of half an hour, but
right,
I've just had to prioritize it because I care about being healthy and strong enough to take care of my kids and to age with them. I mean, right. I joke that I had to because of my son. My son has some behavior issues, and there were times that I had to haul him places, and he was a big kid. He was 95th percentile. It still is. And I had to just pick him up and haul him. Well, he's weighing, you know, 40, pushing 50 pounds.
Right.
I wasn't equipped to do that. Well, if I don't work out, I literally can't be the mom I need to be.
Right.
So that made it a real big priority. I have to work out because I might have to chase him through Target. Done that. I might have to load him into the car by force and strap him in. Done that. So, you know, you have to be ready for it. And that's, I forget if it was you or Kelly Dean who said it's about being strong enough for the life you want to have.
That's Kelly.
It's like, I was thinking, okay, well, the life I want to have is to be strong enough to chase my son.
Right. Yeah.
And that means that sometimes for a while, I would set my alarm at 6 a.m. Didn't happen last week, but I don't like it. But the alarm goes off and I get up and I go downstairs because the way our house is set up now, we're in a different house than we were years ago, and we're a split level, so I can go down into the basement a little bit and the kids can't hear me quite as well. So it's easier to get up early and not have everyone be awake.
Right.
Because that, man, I didn't even bother getting up early for a long time because we had such a tiny house. If I got up early, everybody got up early with me. And then I love my kids. Now I've got to handle them for 2 extra hours a day. No thanks. Yep. Let's just all sleep.
Nope. Right. When I would get up at 6 and the baby would be up at 6:30 and my husband would still be sleeping, and I'd be like, I did not get up early so I could deal with you people longer. Like, I got up early so that I could be prepared to deal with you in a more loving and calm manner.
Yes. And now that's not happening. Therefore, this defeats the purpose. Therefore, I'm going to stay in bed tomorrow.
Even hit crazy mommy at 9 a.m. That's never a good day.
No.
Get hold that off.
Moms that can, you know, they talk about they've trained their kids, and okay, I'm glad that works for them. My kids, if I was up, they want to be up. They are finally at 9 and 12, finally sleeping in my house means until 8 or 8:30. And that is big. So if I'm awake, if I do wake up, which I often do around 6:30 or 7 on my own, the husband gets up at 4. So I usually wake up then and roll back over. But then if I get up and I can get, it's lovely. And I've never had that as a mom. It's so blissful.
Mm-hmm. I can do that a little bit now as my kids are getting older in a pinch.
Yeah, but again, mine are 9 and 12. And like some moms, they can pull it off. Some dads, never worked for me.
Yeah. If I don't mind the chaos later, my kids are big enough now that if it's been a really bad night and they'll poke their heads in, I'll say, guys, go get some cereal, give your little brother some cereal, pick up bang with mommy in like 20 minutes because I was up 5 times last night and I'm done. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't always work, mind you. Sometimes they all come in and climb on me and I'm just like, no.
I know. I love you, but get off.
So when the busyness of life just creates a situation where you can't work out for days in a row, so for a lot of people that's the kiss of death. That's the nail in the coffin. Yeah. They're kind of done. And for 3 or 4 months till they get fed up again. And then they rededicate themselves to being fit.
Yeah. And then that creates this yo-yo.
So how do you avoid that being really discouraged and kind of letting that just take over?
I think for me, part of it is I'm a more structured person by nature. So I will just say, okay, I'm going to make my fit to be list. I'm going to make my fit to be list. Here's the workouts I'm going to do in the next 5 days or the next 2 weeks or the next month. Sometimes I'll feel ambitious and I'll make a list for a month. I know it's not all going to get done, but just having that there makes me feel like I have some control over the situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I can know. And sometimes it's also the reverse. Sometimes it's saying, okay, what can I do today? Don't worry about if I can work out tomorrow, the next day, the day after that. I haven't done anything for a month.
Right.
Just do something today, something.
Right.
If that is, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I mean, basic aerobics, any of those are like my go-to. I only have 15 minutes. I have to do something. Do those.
Right.
Because they're not too hard, but they're hard enough to get you going.
And they get your metabolism going and you feel like you've done something and you have. And they work your entire body. Every body part gets some motion. And you just feel better. It releases some endorphins. It relieves some stress. Yeah, people can get a little too caught up in, I need to exercise for an hour or it doesn't count. And it needs to be a certain intensity level or it doesn't count.
Right.
But But research science has proved over and over all the health benefits that are available for even short little bursts of activity.
Right.
Huge.
Right. I know. And that's what I have to keep reminding myself even. I definitely have gone through days or weeks or even a month where it was a really hard time and I just wasn't getting regular workouts. Mm-hmm. And I had to kind of just sit myself down and be like, all right, do you want this? Do you want to be sitting here a year from now and say, ugh,
yeah,
I feel like you do right now? Or do you want to just say, okay, today I'm going to do this one thing and then I'll make a list. I'll take 5 minutes after the kids go to bed, make a list of the other things I'm going to do, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. And yeah, I get too ambitious and I'm like, I'm going to work out every day for 3 months. That doesn't happen because life happens.
Yeah.
And just having grace for that and being like, you know what? It's okay. You took a nap instead of working out this afternoon. You really needed that nap.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, rest, vitamin rest as nutritious movement, which is actually by Katie Bowman. She talks about vitamin rest and how it's a big, important macronutrient in our healthcare. We tend to look at exercise or food as those important blocks, but we're not getting enough rest,
right,
and we're not getting enough texture, and we're not getting enough social. And all, she looks at all these other macronutrients, and I find that really fascinating. I really want to have her on one of these days.
Yeah.
Well, and to be, you know, and to be really blunt here, there are certain days, depending on where I am on my cycle, where I'm barely going to keep my eyes open. And I know that, you know what, my workout's going to have to be easy today. And I'm not someone who can use a calendar as well as most. It's just never been my life. It's easier since kids, but before that, it was like, yeah, you might get cycled, you know, today, next month, month after that, you know, whatever's really inconvenient, that's always when it'll be. So I kind of thought, well, you know, what am I going to do? But now I've learned to notice I'm becoming more aware. It's also as a result of it to be. I become more aware of what's going on with my body and just saying, you know what? I feel like I can't keep my eyes open. I remember this happening last month. Maybe this is just a normal thing for me. I'm going to have one day each cycle where I'm going to fall asleep at 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have, for me, it's 2 or 3 days. Yeah. And it's, and that there is something huge to that. The average cycle has 4 mini cycles within it. And there are portions of it that have way more energy. And there's portions of it where you have less energy. And there's portions of it where you have more elastin in your system and more relaxing hormones. So your connective tissue is going to feel looser. And then there's a portion of it where you're actually on your period, which really stinks. And so it's like when we work with those rhythms, we do a lot better as women.
Absolutely.
But society as a whole tends to discourage that. I think we can get really caught up in
powering through.
Yeah. Well, and trying to be too manly. I mean, we forget that being feminine, dare I even say feminist, is about being women, not trying to be like men. Hello.
And truly, the whole power through thing is really a misnomer anyway, because men have hormonal cycles too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're just harder to track.
Yeah.
Like years ago, my husband suffers from clinical depression. So we've done a lot of research over the years of ways to manage that. And men go through something like a 90-day, I think, hormonal cycle. It's not precise for every man. And it's harder to track. And it's not as specific as women's cycles because there's not like actual like ovulation and menstruation and such. Mm-hmm. But there are these hormonal dips and some men are more sensitive to them than others. And so if he's having just a really exhausted day, I'll say, look, you've been with people all weekend. You're an introvert. You haven't slept well. You're mentally strained from work. Your body's just saying rest. Mm-hmm. So rest.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris, you can probably speak to that too.
Well, I think the theme of what you're talking about is a good one. And it's one that people like to say, but don't do, which is listen to your body and give yourself permission to rest.
Mm-hmm.
So people, it's real popular to talk like that nowadays, but people don't actually do it in real life.
I do.
I'm learning to do it. It's hard.
I do. Like I have a scheduled rest day each week. Right now it's either Monday or Thursday. Cause those are the days when I'm home. Those are my dedicated homeschool days. And, that's a hot bath. That's a binging Netflix. That's a checking in with friends. That's a, I still do a little bit of work because I work every day for the most part. But it's in my room, door shut, lights dim, early bedtime.
Yeah.
And if I know I've got a busy 3 or 4 days ahead of me, yeah. and I'm looking ahead at my schedule and there's an open slot, I protect that slot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Very selfishly, some might say, but that is what keeps me going.
Right.
I have to.
It's important to do that because if you don't, you never have a chance to recharge. That's not mm-hmm. just a physical thing. That's a mental thing. It's Absolutely. Probably even more important for the mental side of things. And people don't, it's just not popular to do that. It's popular to talk about it. But people like to talk about how busy they are and how they never end and how they're always going 1,000 miles an hour. And
I'm so busy. I'm just so busy. I'm just so busy.
Yeah, which is inescapable because that's how life is. So because of that, you have to make sure that you're very purposeful and deliberate about creating this time and space. Like Bethany's talking about, she's being deliberate about creating this time and space for these workouts because she knows that's the healthy thing. It's like healthy yeah. the whole person, not just yep. like the beach bod. It's like healthy for the mind and the core and all these different things. So you can do life well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd be lying if I said that there isn't a part of me that wants to look my best, shall I say? I mean, I'm never going to look like yeah. I haven't had 3 kids, but there's certainly still a cosmetic aspect. I'm working on that because I know that isn't really it's a non-starter as far as motivation goes, because literally how your body looks from one day to the next changes so much based on hormones and what you ate and what your bowels are doing, all these things right. so much for how you look. And so that really can't be your ultimate goal.
Amen.
There's too many variables. And Amen. So I mean, I can talk big with that. Now it's hard for me because I still have that part of me from years of that wants to look a certain way or that wants to have a certain number appear on that scale. And I know in my head that that's not a healthy goal, but I'm still battling against old habits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You brought this up a couple of times and I think you've even blogged about it. You know, as a dancer with a history of dance and, dancers prior to children usually have very long, lean, flexible, you know, you think of a ballerina and you have an instant yeah. image in your mind. And then, and I've struggled with this too. We were talking about this in the pre-show. And Chris, I know, you know, we're good friends. We've been working together for 8 years. You've dealt with this as well. We're fools to think that men don't deal with this, where our bodies change over the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we catch ourselves looking in the mirror going, who is that? Mm-hmm. And I think that's at the root of the whole body back thing. And we know that it's really ridiculous to want to look like a teenager again or early 20s. We know, but we still, there's part of us that misses that. Maybe a big part.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a lot of unhealthy habits as a teen, I think. Like I would restrict my calories big time to, you know, get into the dress for prom or whatever. And it wasn't like I did regularly, but my go-to was, I never had an eating disorder. My go-to was, well, I just don't have time to eat. It's just an easy thing to skip. Cause I was a really devoted student. I was very competitive. And I was fortunate that most of my dancing took place in a very low pressure environment. So I never had to deal with the high pressure of a lot of studios. I had really great instructors who did not focus on body type at all. I am not a classic dancer body type. I am 5'2",
cool.
and I have never been stick thin. Even when I was younger, I mean, I was thin compared to now, but I was never the classic dancer body type. Mm-hmm. Then I went to college, and I met everyone in the dance department was the classic dancer body type except me, and I went, oh dear. And that took some adjustment for me, but I also, again, had great professors who, for them, it was about the work. It wasn't about the body type. They didn't care. And I learned different styles of dance, learned that, you know, especially in modern dance, how you look doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I once went to a modern dance show and there was a guy on stage who could have been a linebacker. I kid you not. Big guy, broad shoulders. And he was part of this modern dance company. And I was like, that is fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to see more of that. More yes. of regular right. people bodies on right. stage.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Agreed.
I like that. So you've been doing Fit2Be for a while. You've got a dance background, you're blogging, you've got the kids, you've got all this stuff. I think that there are a lot of listeners that are going to resonate with either all of that or big pieces of that. But they haven't done what you've done and kind of refined how you deal with all those things. What's your advice to them? They're hearing this and they're like, wow, she's got it all together. My wife.
No idea.
you know, what you get 2 minutes with them alone. What are you going to tell them?
Well, I didn't have all this all at once. It was, I've been dancing since before I was married, before I had kids.
Right.
And I've modified what I did over the years. I don't take a class every week. I run a ministry that meets seasonally. So we meet for 6 or 8 weeks during a project. We take a break.
Okay.
We teach some more. So it's not, I don't try to do it all at once.
Right.
You can't do it all at once. It's not
right.
possible.
That's huge.
And I have a very supportive spouse that helps a lot. I mean, my husband is the one who's putting the kids to bed when I have my nights that I go to dance rehearsals. And,
right.
you know, he's the one who's sometimes helping get them breakfast in the morning if I haven't finished my workout yet. And I'm like, honey, can you just give them some cereal or yeah. get the baby at the table? Just let me finish this, please. And so he's very supportive of that, which goes a long way. I mean, it isn't easy if you're on your own doing this. Mm-hmm. God bless those women who do that. I don't know how they do it. But
yeah.
It isn't as simple, like you say, how do you fit it all in? I think it's a matter of deciding what you're going to, with budgeting, they say that every dollar has a job when you do zero sum budgeting. Mm-hmm. So my time is like that. Every hour has a job. That job may be sleep. That job may be to do nothing.
Right.
But every hour gets a job. And
right.
so
I like that.
I won't do something every night of the week. Very rare occasions. And it has to be short term mm-hmm. because I need nights where I go nowhere. Our family needs nights when we're all home together.
Agreed.
And so yes. that sometimes means like next year I'm going to be transitioning out of one of the ministries I'm involved in. I've been in leadership there for numerous years and I ran it the last 2 years. I might attend next year. I won't be leading it
right.
because I'm looking at my life and I'm saying, okay, I can't do all these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some new opportunities I want to have time for. My writing has not, I've not been, I have a book that I'm working on that's taken my year longer than it should have because I haven't had the time to do it.
Right.
And so yeah. I'm going to have to say no to some really good stuff so that I can say yes to getting my new devotional finished. I can say yes to spending more concentrated time with my kids.
Right.
Because, you know, my kids are going to be in third and first grade next year and they need
right.
more hands-on work than I do now. And my 2-year-old yeah. needs to potty train, you know, this all takes time.
Potty right. training.
Right.
Oh, that is birth control right there. Even just mentioning potty training. I'm like, dear Jesus.
<Yeah. laughs> No.
You know, even what you just said clicks with me and it's inspirational for me. Yeah, you know, people look and might think, oh, this is a successful business. And yes, it is. It is that way because I have support. I have an excellent partner in Chris and I have an excellent husband and my man Pete and my kids have grown up in what I'm doing. There's a balance and people ask me how I fit all the things in and I say, I don't. I say no to a lot of things. When somebody asks me to do something for them, I often will say, yeah, you know what? I think I can, but let me get back to you.
Right.
Or I say, that's not going to work for me right now.
Right.
You know, you've been talking about faith and devotionals. So, you know, I think it's a time I could share that I have been singing on worship team at my church. But when that first became an opportunity for me, and I love to sing, they practice on Wednesday nights and also Sunday mornings before church. And I said, look, I really want to do this, but I cannot make Wednesday nights. And, oh, are you busy? No, that's just already one of the nights that I have at home with my family.
Right.
I'm not busy that night and I want to keep it that way.
You are busy.
If you want me to do this, I would only be able to come on Sunday mornings. And they said, you know what? Well, but you're not playing an instrument, so we don't need to dial in your sound as much. So yeah, that should work. If I had just said, okay, yeah, I really want to do this and given into the Wednesdays and not held my ground a little bit, my week would be minus another 3 hours on a crucial evening.
Right.
But they were willing to work with me. And I was willing, so we reached a compromise. And I think we often rush to say yes instead of saying, maybe, what can we work out?
Yeah.
And that is a really good tactic for balancing and
absolutely
keeping things sane in our life.
Everybody wants to say yes. It's easy to say yes. It's hard to say no. That's a really hard part.
Mm-hmm. Especially when the things they're asking you to do are things that you feel like you should be doing.
Yeah.
Like I grew up in a
good stuff.
Yeah. I grew up in a family that was very involved in church. My dad's a pastor now, though he wasn't when I was growing up, which is always interesting. People are like, how was it being a pastor's kid? I'm like, I wouldn't know. But so I know what it's like to be on the other side of it and to see when very few people are doing so much work. And so when they need volunteers for something, I always think, oh, I should really sign up for that. My husband's like, you have the time? I'm like, no.
Right.
Well, then why would you sign up? I'm like, because someone has to.
Because
he's like, well, it needs to be. He's like, it needs to be somebody else then, because, or you need to stop doing something else you're doing. He's like kind of my he's my plumb line when it comes to keeping things straight, because I will just want to think I can do way more than I actually can. He'll say, honey, you're running two ministries. You're still blogging. We have a writer's group that we're part of. That's what keeps me writing. Otherwise, my projects would go nowhere without accountability.
Yeah. I need a writer's group. I need to find one.
Oh, it has been great. Our group has been meeting almost year-round with a few small breaks for almost 9 years, which is unusual. They usually take long hiatuses, but we meet less often in the summer, and we've taken breaks because we host now. So when we moved, we took a break because we didn't have a place to put them. But yeah, it's been great for accountability. Just to be like, hey, it's your turn to submit work. Have you submitted anything? And yeah, we can occasionally just like, sorry guys, it was a rough week. I didn't get it done.
Right.
But eventually you feel like, oh, and we upload to a website. So we can see the last time you upload it is. And it's like, I haven't uploaded in 3 months. Shoot, I got to get my act together.
Yeah. Ooh. Hmm. Yeah. I might need something like that.
So Bethany, as somebody that's gone through and looked at so much of Fit to Be, a lot of our podcasts, we don't actually talk about Fit to Be that much, but I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you a couple things. Your absolute favorite workout, and believe it or not, I want to know your least favorite workout. You can plug your ears, Beth, learn if you don't
want to. No, I want to know. I want to know.
It's so hard to pick a favorite because I have a lot of favorites, honestly. I have ones that I rotate through. It's like a regular rotation. Anything Tabata.
Okay.
I love Tabata when I discovered it because, as you always say, you know, you can do anything for a minute. So, which is kind of the whole premise behind Couch to 5K, which I've done as well. And you can do anything for a minute. So I love Tabata for that reason. I love the 15-minute basic aerobics workouts because 15 minutes for me is like a crucial amount of time.
Yeah.
It's just far enough to get you breathing heavy, but not so much that you're sweating too bad. So if you have somewhere you have to go and you don't have time for a shower, which let's face it, I don't shower every day. Sorry. Doesn't happen. So, you know, so that means that I need to do a workout where I'm not going to be sweating, dripping, disgusting afterwards because I have to then take my kids to the grocery store or go to a meeting or whatever. I need to not be a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that means that
that's
why I like those because they're that nice. I love kickboxing. I don't even know why. I just do. So I come back to that over and over again.
Okay.
And I love to body kick and squat, but it's long. So it doesn't get the rotation as often as I would like because it hits my – anything past 30 minutes is kind of a crapshoot at my house. So I try, but, you know, anything that's past 30 minutes – if you'll see, the workouts I haven't ever reviewed are really, really, really long ones. Like, I've done Peaceful Blend a handful of times maybe, not because I don't like it, but because it's long.
It is.
I'm not yet ready for the Fusion ones. They're exciting, but they're still on my radar for when I'm better. Like when I'm stronger.
Ooh, you're going to like those.
Okay. Okay.
But they're long. Those.
They are
we're filming this weekend. So I don't know. Maybe we'll incorporate some of that in there, but you didn't say your least favorite.
My least favorite of the ones I've tried. There probably have been some that I haven't tried. Some of the really older ones that you can only do online. I tend not to get to because I do everything on the Roku channel.
Okay.
So, my least favorite, the functional workout. I don't know why. For some reason, I just don't like it. It doesn't.
Isn't that one of the ones that we had to redo?
Functional? You haven't redone it yet.
I think we had to refilm parts of that.
Okay.
And I think there's a pretty horrendous blooper from that one that Chris is never allowed to release. Ever.
Oh, yeah. That's the one?
I'm pretty sure that's the one. Bad. And that was also one of the ones I did shortly after rehab myself. And I think I was still kind of redeveloping my style then. So maybe that's partly what you're picking up on is I was kind of finding my way still.
When I reviewed it, I think I called it neither here nor there because it wasn't really a weights workout and it wasn't really cardio and it wasn't really, it was weird, and I expected to like it, and I was like, oh, okay. So I've done that one maybe twice in 5 years because it was just not for me, and I didn't love jump change. For some reason, it just doesn't like me. Like, I don't feel good when I do it.
Yeah. And I was like, new one or the old one? Because I redid that one.
Oh, okay. I have not seen the redone version.
There's the old one where I'm wearing this like tunic thing.
Oh, no, maybe it is the newer version then. I guess it is still new.
No, she's like, no, it is the new one I don't like.
Oh, no. I don't remember there being a tunic. So it must have been the newer version. I haven't seen some of your oldest stuff because you've actually redone some of it even since I've been here. So
yeah, that's okay.
This one isn't even around anymore, but I did not love the dumbbell workout. I always skipped it when it came up in the rotation.
Oh, is that the one where I was in front of a piano and it's really dark lighting?
Yes, and there's no music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was early Fit to Be. We go to film.
I knew it was.
And our lights weren't working. So that was a garage light one, Chris.
Oh, yeah. And I totally got that. Wow. I love that it was there just for like posterity, but as a workout, gosh. I was kind of like, nah.
That was one of those early filmings where I was ready to quit when we were done. Oh, I'm pretty sure.
It was hard back then.
I believe it. I think it's amazing that you guys have come as far as you have and you're still like, you didn't like get bought out and become like this huge corporation. You're still just like this handful of families making this work. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. It's been,
I have my moments.
It's been pretty fun. Back then on those that she actually, we had a mic with a wire that ran out her left pant leg.
I remember
under
that.
The throw rug back to the camera.
Oh man.
And so I'm like, no, you can't do that kind of movement because you have wire.
Yeah,
and so the workout's like all centered around this like little area because there's a wire attached to Beth's foot. So
yeah, the wires go in places where the sun don't shine. And I go, I pull it out and I'm done and hand it back to Chris. And he's like,
just set it there. Let it go.
Can you set it on the counter?
I love the workouts where you're like, okay, now let me adjust my microphone right now. You're like, now if you're laying down, take off your mic pack and lay it down. If you don't have a microphone, that's okay. You can pretend.
Well, because what else am I supposed to do there? I have like caused some damage because I forget that it's there and I'll roll back on it. I broke a mic once that way. Yeah. I felt horrible.
Oh, I meant to you. The mic's replaceable. Your coccyx isn't.
Yeah. This is true. Yes.
Well, so, Bethany, thank you so much for coming on. It's really good to talk to you. You're just such a good, well-rounded person with a lot of experience. Plus, you've spent a lot of time on our site. So it's just really good to talk to somebody that understands all those pieces. I think your perspective, I hope that people that listen to this hear it, of giving yourself permission to miss workouts and not beat themselves up, giving themselves permission to say no to things. I think that's something that probably everyone needs to work on that. Even people that do it pretty well, they need to work on it. And I just, it's been really good having you on. Thank you for spending the time.
What is your website?
I'm at BethanyVitaro.com. Honest Yarns of Faith and Family is my tagline.
And we'll put a link to that in the show notes too. And it was super good having you on. We'll have to do it again sometime. And look forward to talking to you later.
Thanks, Bethany.
Yep.
Thank
you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, friends and fans, if our podcast floats your goat, you should subscribe to Fit to Be Radio and also follow us on Twitter at Fit to Be, on Instagram at Fit to Be Studio, and on Facebook via Fit to Be Tummy Safe Fitness. That's my rooster. I'd also love for you to join fittobe.com so you can work out with me. Plus, that's how we pay our bills that keep our lights on, providing family-friendly workouts that help you make a strategic return to fitness. See you there.